Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
What's up, fellas?
Nothing.
How's it going?
It's good.
What you been up to over there?
Yeah, you know. Just watching every computer I own explode.
Oh, great.
It's been dope.
Great stuff.
Yeah. It's been real good.
You shaved your beard off.
That was an accident. All right, let's clear this up right now.
Okay.
So, for Halloween, I'm going to be Fat Tony Stark.
Gotcha.
Which I find to be awesome. So I got this new razor that's supposed to let me do the whole, because he's got that chin strap that like shoots up.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's supposed to be, you know, get you real crisp lines. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do a trim of things just to test it out. So I grab it, put the attachment on, I go right here, I go up, and I realize I put on the 1 millimeter attachment as opposed to the 5 millimeter attachment.
Yeah.
And it just went, zoop.
And so you accidentally shaved your beard off.
Yeah. So I kept the goatee like I am a frat douche because this doesn't grow fast enough for me to still be Fat Tony Stark for Halloween.
Okay.
So I had to keep it. And the like four ladies I've seen have been like, that looks good on you. You should keep it. And I'm still sitting here like, I feel like people are assuming I'm roofying people. And that's not me.
You do look like the midnight DJ at Nassau Community College's radio station 90.3. You do look like that. You are the Dr. X.
Yeah. Believe me, I feel it. I hate every second of it, but for what I'm going to do, change what I'm going
to
be?
You have to sharpen the angles on it, but you could angle that up and have it exactly like Tony Stark's
I could, but now I'm so afraid to do anything anywhere near it that I'm just like, I'm paralyzed.
That's a good point. I was talking to my son earlier tonight, told him that you guys were coming by, we're going to do the podcast, and he's like, Dad, could you not curse on this one so that I can listen to it? So
Is it really just the curses that prevents him from being able to
no,
listen
to it? No, because because he hears the curses, believe me, he hears them. I think it's just everything else. I can't, I can't talk about in front of him, like that whole prostitution on Facebook, and there's so many other things that I just don't want him to hear yet.
Just bring up so many questions from him that you don't want to answer.
Yeah, I told him this is all preserved for him, though. When he gets older, he'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He too will be able to be disappointed in us.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, maybe one day when you don't have school the next day, you can stay up and come down and talk with us for a little bit. Although I'm sure it'll be... I don't know. We do let Dave tell stories. It can't be worse than that.
Honestly, I think it'd be a great hook to have a child on here. Be like, finally, somebody that's the actual age of the mentality we have.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who is the age that we act.
Yep.
So, facial hair aside.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Just exploding computers.
Yeah,
and,
that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's real bad.
It's real... It's... like triply bad because that's my main work computer. My IMAX hard drive decided to shit its pants. It was bad. It was a bad day.
Now, are you thinking about buying new Apple stuff? I know that usually excites you.
Yeah. They haven't updated their computers in 87 years at this point. So I feel no need to go and buy a computer that's going to be less powerful than the one I have.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which feels really weird for me. Because you should be like, yeah, let me go buy this new thing. But instead of spending $2,500 on a new iMac, I spent $500 on repairing this one. So
I've read a couple of different articles about Apple saying that, like, they're at the point where they must release a new MacBook.
Yeah. A new MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
The regular, the little thin, razor thin MacBook was just updated. The MacBook Air is dead. So I don't expect anything on that. But yeah, they haven't released a MacBook Pro in 18 months. And admittedly, the processor jumps and whatnot haven't been earth-shattering, but it's still hard to justify spending 18 months ago's money on computer parts that are not brand new.
Right. Well, that's what they said. I think the other one was their iMac is still popular.
The iMac's popular. The one they haven't done shit with is the Mac Pro. The Mac Pro infuriates me.
Now, the Mac Pro is just the desktop, no monitor or anything like that. Yep. That's their standalone desktop.
Yeah. It used to be the huge, like what a old desktop computer case would be.
Right.
That you could open up and trade, you know, swap things out and whatnot. And a couple of years ago, they replaced that with something that looks like if R2-D2 had a baby with a garbage can.
Okay. I feel like R2-D2 having a baby with a garbage can would look kind of just exactly like R2-D2.
No legs.
I gotcha.
See?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Think before you speak, Jeff.
No, yeah, listen. You're absolutely right.
God.
I stand corrected.
Damn right.
So, I remember... Oh, they also had the Mac... They used to have that Mac Mini.
They still do. The Mac Mini is just useless. They put... They used to put, like, the regular MacBook parts in that, so it was pretty speedy. You could actually use it as a full server for hosting websites. There's a whole bunch of websites to do that. This new one's just so underpowered, and you can't swap things out. I mean, I get they're trying to make everything, you know, the size of a slice of bologna, but it's about as useful as trying to run things off of a
Incidentally,
slice of
bologna. I hate bologna.
I hate how bologna's spelled.
Yeah, Bologna.
Yeah, Bologna. It's weird. Yeah.
I don't like that either. But I definitely hate eating bologna.
You know what? What word really weirds me out food-wise spelling? Yogurt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Especially when people throw an H in there.
What? Who
the
fuck does that?
The British. The British, I believe, and Canadians.
That's...
I know, but it's like yogurt, and I'm like,
stupid.
It looks like vomit.
My favorite
just as a word.
My favorite spelling in food was hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, that's technically not an English word. That's not even technically. That's fucking just not an English word. That's
well,
a French word. You know, so they spell shit all. They spell shit all over the place.
I
as
love
well.
It though.
Hey, whatever makes you smile, Dave.
It's my fave.
Glad to see you woke up.
Yeah, we're just glad you're happy.
Yeah, thanks.
So I don't know what. I guess because you said bologna, and I was thinking of deli style meats that I don't like. But I was at my sister in law's house yesterday, and my brother in law and I are watching the Giants game. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, you want something to eat? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So he comes back, and I guess my sister-in-law had like a cheese plate and like all this stuff. And I see that there is there's this like meat on the cheese plate, and it looks, you know, it looks kind of like you know, like a pepperoni or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just cut up, but it's like it's cut into like bigger chunks. So I'm like eating the cheese, having some of the crackers. He comes by, he's like, "Try that meat yet?" I'm like, "Nah, son, that looks fucking disgusting." I'm like, "What is that?" He goes, "You're not gonna believe this." He's like, "It's called yard o' beef." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, it's called yard o' beef." He said, "Him and my niece were in like a Sam's Club, and they were doing the samples."
Yeah.
So she eats the free sample of it and loves this thing. So she like makes him buy it. She's like carrying it around the store, like holding it. He's like, this is the wrong look. Like, just put it in the fucking cart already. But it's this like huge log of meat, basically. Like, it's almost like a sausage or whatever. So I relented. I tried it, and it was actually really good. Almost like a less chemically enhanced Slim Jim.
Okay.
You know, not so much of the chemical flavor, not as potent of a flavor.
Could you compare it to like Kibasi?
Yeah, but what's good? Kibasi's like very garlicky, isn't
it? Yeah,
it's not as garlicky as that.
Okay. But yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've heard many different pronunciations.
I've only heard kielbasa, and I'm like, kielbasi. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's whatever.
Whichever one it is. Who cares?
Yeah.
I do.
It's delicious. All right. Either way.
Yes, it is.
So it kind of has a flavor that not as, but again, it's not as sharp, you know, not as intense of a flavor as those. So, but yeah, so if you're at Sam's Club or Costco, whatever it is, go find yourself a Yardo beef. You will not be disappointed.
It doesn't sound chemically enhanced at all.
Oh, I definitely, like, just looking at it, I almost thought it was like Spam. I'm like, what the fuck is this? But you know how Spam has just that, there's no detail to it. It's just that pink.
Just gelled meat.
Yeah. It looked more like actual meat than Spam.
Okay.
Okay. I got another comparison. How about like that stuff that's big in Jersey, Taylor Ham?
I have no idea.
You never heard of it? Yeah, I didn't hear of it either until, obviously, my lady who's from Jersey.
Have you ever had Scrapple?
No.
I've had Snapple.
I've had scrambled eggs.
Oh, my God. He said fucking scrambled eggs. Unbelievable. Yeah.
At least I went with something that kind of sounded like he was like, I've had scrambled eggs.
So, that's great, Dave. I've had water. Big, like, what are we just throwing shit out?
Yeah.
No, so Scrapple.
Sounds like you did.
Scrapple is a thing that they serve in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, and it's all of the scraps like molded together into a loaf, and then you like fry it, and it is as disgusting as it sounds.
Yeah.
This is kind of what that looks like.
Gonna pass.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks though.
But yeah, look it up. Yardo beef. It's actually
Yardo beef and Scrapple.
It's actually quite delicious. But then he had these other, there was this other thing that was the best I've ever had, the best pigs in a blanket I've ever tasted.
Tell me more.
Really, tell me all about it.
I actually don't think they were hot dogs. I think they were just mini sausages.
Okay.
And they were wrapped in like a very crusty, like cheesy dough.
Okay.
Like a dough with cheese on it. They were so good. I got to find out about those.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
I'm telling you, those are a must. They were the best ones I've ever had.
I've had a wide array of pigs in blanket, so I'd love to give that a try.
They were up there with the Dave and Buster's pretzel dog pigs in a blanket.
Hot diggity damn.
Yes.
Those are good.
Indeed.
Was it like a spicy sausage or?
No, it was just like a regular almost sausage. It didn't taste like a breakfast sausage. It looked like a hot dog. It didn't quite taste like a hot dog though. It was a little milder flavor than a hot dog.
Weird.
But it was so good.
Yeah.
Had it in like a nice spicy mustard, so. But that was it. So I ate my fucking face off yesterday.
Good for you.
Watching the Giants game. Thankfully they won.
Yeah, that was a nail biter.
Yeah, go sports.
Sports.
Sports ball.
I don't like how he said that so mockingly, Dave.
He really did.
Yeah, he's like, sports ball for the nerd.
And I looked at you while I said
it. Yeah, and just started touching your nipple while you were making unbroken eye contact with me.
That's true.
Yeah, 100%.
He basically looked at you and was like, learn how to shave, nerd.
Says the guy that can't grow facial hair.
As I say, says the guy who has one, like, half of his chin that gets anything.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just saying that was the attitude
I'm trying to make it prove him to be a hypocrite is really what I'm trying to do.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
He is. Mm. Without a doubt. So, Dave.
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right.
Planning the wedding yet?
Nope.
Did you even pop the question?
Nope.
What is wrong with you?
I figured, you know what? She didn't even have like a full hand this weekend. It would have been awkward for the pictures.
Even better.
It would have been awkward for the pictures, though. You know that stupid picture where they put the hand?
Yeah, but then nobody has to see the fact that you gave her a ring pop.
Is it like, it's not like gnarled up.
What? No, but she had the cast on it.
like a velociraptor.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not like that. No,
she's got a cast on. You can't even like get a ring on her fingers right now. They're like little sausages. They're all swollen and stuff.
Man, we just keep call them back to sausages.
Yeah. Yeah. Sausage is on our mind tonight.
Yeah. So you real, just wait.
It's a real sausage fest. Well, that's, you're a failure. I don't know what else yeah. to say.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what you're waiting for.
No.
You know, I was thinking about it because we were talking about Cracker Barrel earlier.
Mm. Yeah.
Then this fucking wordsmith brings up scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And it's really, really got me thinking. You know, one thing I actually don't know.
What?
About you guys is what about breakfast foods? Like food or restaurants. Like I said, we said Cracker Barrel. I don't know anything about your preferences of breakfast foods.
I mean, breakfast.
It's almost like we've never hung out before noon. You know? So.
My answer about breakfast foods is yes. Like on all right. fronts. Like, I mean.
All right. Well, are we talking about restaurants? Or are we talking about actual breakfast food? Because I have serious opinions about breakfast food. I really don't have that many opinions on actual breakfast places.
All well, right, the so, only serious opinion I have of breakfast places is ex-nay on Denny's.
That's not, yeah, of okay. course. Come on.
First of all,
I just want to make sure that we're clear.
Let's
on that.
All be clear here. We live on Long Island where there's a diner every 35 seconds. I don't need your garbage Denny's.
Yeah, correct. No, that's a very, very correct. Good point.
Now, if I'm outside of New York, would I consider it? Maybe. Not if there's a Waffle House nearby.
Correct.
Because I'm a grown-ass man
and I would
who
take
eats waffles that are the size of his head.
And I would take Cracker Barrel over Denny's as well, outside of, obviously,
correct.
Outside of New York.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were at Cracker Barrel?
About 5 months ago, maybe.
Really? And you'd still take it?
Oh, 100%. Cracker over Denny's? 100%.
Oh, over Denny's. You're right. You know, yeah, you're right. You're right. Cracker Barrel has turned to dog shit in the past couple of years.
I don't know. Their breakfast is still good.
I'm going to have to...
Anything
this
outside...
This is the second conversation about Cracker Barrel I've had this week, by the way.
Why are you talking about Cracker Barrel so
we,
much?
We had a conversation about it. I went to a family party, and I learned that I like ham at this party.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
You've made it to adulthood without knowing whether or not you like ham?
No. I didn't like ham.
You didn't like ham?
I did not like ham. It was the only part of a pig where I was like,
I
no.
I can't reconcile that. Dave looks like he's about to have an aneurysm. I can't reconcile
that. Dave literally
that.
Just shat on your couch.
Yeah, what? Shit. You don't like ham? Or you didn't like ham?
Yeah.
Jesus, what kind of monster are you?
Sociopath, yeah.
What happened? How the fuck does that even... Like,
it touched
that
me inappropriately. No, I don't know. I just didn't... It wasn't something that I enjoyed. It doesn't have a very pig-like flavor. First of all,
I feel like besides bacon, it has the most pig-like flavor.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
What's above it besides bacon?
Fatback, which is like bacon on steroids.
Yeah, I was going to say that's still in the bacon family,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, still bacon.
You know what I think really colors
Fatback,
my...
Fatback, by the way, is a great name for meat. Also a great insult for someone.
You've heard... Jim Gaffigan's been on Fatback, right?
No, I might have.
Yeah, where he's like, all they're missing is Harry. I love this good Harry Fatback. By the way, your uncle called. Yeah, it's good.
Good Fatback.
Fatback. But anyway.
I love the name. So,
but anyway, let's talk about breakfast foods.
Yeah,
because I have, as I said, opinions. Like, this matters more to me. Than most, like, people argue politics with the same passion I argue breakfast foods.
Okay. I can get into that because I love breakfast foods. I will tell you this, though. Breakfast belongs in the morning. I am so against Brinner.
It's not my favorite.
I'm totally fucking against it.
But, like, once every few months, I'll drop it on IHOP and have a nice stack of waffles. And
I'm all about pancakes for dinner. All about it.
I'm not, nope. Not at all. My wife and my kids love Brinner. Love Brinner. Can't believe my phone went off.
Yeah.
Thought it was my wife, thought
way
was
to be
dick.
A professional.
My wife and kids love Brinner. I fucking hate it. So they'll have it if I'm not going to be around.
Nice. Well, that's considered up.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know why, because I'll eat the fuck out of breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
I loves me some breakfast in the morning. But at night, no thanks.
All right, well, let's get to the important question. Breakfast carbs. You got your pancakes, you got your waffles, you got your French toast. Rank them.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
Oh, man, that's tough.
I go waffle.
Wait. I got to qualify it first.
Yeah.
We're going plain on all of these.
Yes.
Plain on all of these. We can get into, you can get into all of the different things you could do with these foods after.
Yeah.
All right.
But just straight, like,
just
plain. You're getting butter and syrup.
Yeah, buttermilk pancakes, a regular kind of Belgian-style waffle, yep. And just straight-up French toast.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Dave. You sound ready to go.
Mine's waffles, French toast, pancakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm so torn.
Waffles is ahead by a lot. The other two are neck and neck.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Your order is right, but it is by pancakes are by far the worst of the breakfast carbs.
The only reason...
Let's let Jeff do his thing, and we'll argue it.
I disagree. I think...
You're allowed to be wrong.
Oh, but you know what? That's tough, man. You're talking about just plain-ass pancakes?
Yeah, that's why I'm...
I go French toast, waffles, pancakes.
Okay.
If we're just plain, I go French toast, waffles, pancakes.
Pancakes are definitely at the bottom because there's no chocolate chips.
I'm going to tell you this. As we start fucking around with these foods and Frankensteining them, waffles falls to the bottom of my list.
French toast and
pancakes stay at the top. French toast maybe even at the top once we start getting into, like, stuffed French toast.
No, when you get stuffed French toast, that's when French toast does jump ahead of waffles.
All right.
But I will tell you this much. There is no pancake, to me, that beats a waffle.
No.
No?
No pancake in the world.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you why.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you why.
Go for it.
Pancakes are just big old floppy sad sacks that just sit there and the syrup just pours off. And it's awkward.
I know what you're saying. I got you. I get you on that.
The structural integrity of a waffle, the engineering, is so much better. It comes with little cups in it.
That's
beautiful.
You make a very good point when it comes to the syrup in a waffle. My problem is, if you're looking for reliability, it is much easier to get a good pancake than a good waffle. It's much easier to get a good pancake than a good waffle. You get a dry-ass, over-crispy waffle way more than you get some fucked-up pancakes.
Okay. I could.
I actually disagree with you. I have had dry, makes your mouth feel like you just ate a ton of sand pancakes.
Oh, man.
More frequently than I've had a bad waffle.
You get those at, like, the buffets, like the hotel buffets.
Yeah, but everything there is dry as fuck.
But also, most of the hotel buffets I go to have fresh waffle makers. I actually look for that in my hotels.
That's clutch.
That's smart.
That's a key to a good vacation.
You can go into, like, we'll talk about diners. Most diners, you can get a good pan. You can get a
solid buttermilk
pancake, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very tough to get good waffles. It really is. And I mean, like, really good waffle. It's very tough to get them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I find that consistency on pancakes is key for me. So that's why I go with it. But once you start getting into all of the stuff that you can put in there, oh, it's tough. It's real tough. All right, let me ask you a question about waffles.
Yeah.
You like a crispier waffle or a softer waffle?
Crispier.
See, that's why I like softer waffles.
Yeah, I like crispy. More of a crispy
I don't believe
guy.
That I'm agreeing with Dave on this, but we're going to pound it out right now.
I don't dislike crispy waffles.
Yeah.
But
you're not a communist, so
right, no, of course. I didn't get this fat by being
a picky eater.
Yeah. No, I can't have that carbohydrate.
I don't discriminate
against
many things, all that. So, I do like I said, I do like a softer waffle.
Okay.
Toppings and whatnot is great. Of course, chocolate chip waffles are awesome. Chocolate chip pancakes are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they would be.
But once you start getting...
They would kill Ed.
Yeah, that's true. This guy knows. This guy is...
I know nothing of your chocolatey world.
Yeah, it's true. Just so horrible to miss out on. Anyway.
I make up for it in bacon.
I think that hurts the pancake for Ed. I think that's what drives it so down.
That is
lack of chocolate chips.
That's absolutely what it is. Because you're right. Because if you got to go plain for plain pancake...
Oh, it's rough. It's
pancake
impossible.
Gets killed by a plain waffle.
Absolutely. But once you throw the chocolate chips in there...
Again, though, I'm talking about good pancake to good waffle.
Correct, exactly.
Waffle murders pancake.
Yeah.
It's comes rock up, and scissors. It fucking wins every time. So, I
tell you one good thing. One thing, in addition to the million other thing Lisa is good for, all right, her French toast.
Yo.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, my
wife
makes
some of the best French toast I've ever
breakfast
had.
Breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm.
She makes a French toast casserole thing.
Okay.
Oh, shut up.
That's got like cream cheese in
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh,
had
man,
it.
It's so good.
Someone's
she
made
makes,
that for me. And
she also makes killer pancakes.
The next time Lisa's making you some French toast, you give me a call.
Sure. Are you going to come to Jersey for it?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I wanted to clarify immediately. That's not happening. Tell her to, I mean, we can buy stuff out here.
Yes,
she can do it out here.
It's true.
It's fine.
So... But again, the pancake and waffle discussion goes back and forth. Once you start being creative, French toast kills both of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. once you get into like that stuffed French toast and...
What about the French toast that jam in Massapequa?
Oh, God, I love it.
The cinnamon... Or what is it? The cinnamon...
Cinnamon bun French toast.
It's salt.
It's
salt.
Out of this world.
Diabetes.
Are they open right now?
No, 11 to 3. Quit your job. We'll go immediately.
Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
Done.
It comes with maple syrup that has been infused with bacon.
Wow.
It's like I would drink that just straight.
It's heavenly.
It's so good.
I got a waffle at, it's a Cajun restaurant called Big Daddy's.
Yeah.
And the syrup was bourbon, bacon, maple syrup.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. It was great. By the way, the waffle also had melted cheese, pulled pork, and bacon on it. So
God, I do love
pork. Know what I love?
Was,
I love a good,
pretty mean.
A good chicken and waffle. Fried chicken and waffle. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a bad chicken and waffle, too. I like chicken and waffles however I can get them. You give me a bucket of Popeyes and some Eggos, and I'm going to town.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
There's this place in D.C. that is just the best chicken and waffles I've ever had in my life. I'd make the trip down to D.C.
What was the name of it? Because I think I went there with the...
I always forget the name of the place, so I was trying to avoid naming it.
All right, cool.
Once it comes into my head, in the next 34 minutes.
No, it won't.
I left
2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to call me.
I left out my favorite breakfast carb.
Go ahead.
Biscuits for biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are good.
They have to be made well, obviously.
Right.
I was going south of the Mason-Dixon.
Exactly. I was going for a universal breakfast carb situation.
I hear you.
Because if he's starting to go into regional stuff.
Well, that's why I said, now that we've gotten out of the box of these basic three carb group.
Yeah. A good biscuit and gravy.
Oh, hell yes.
And then, of course, you have all your potatoes. Like your home fries, hash browns, stuff like that.
You're right. And I understand that they're carbs, but I was thinking more along the lines
they're
of
starches.
Bread.
They are starches.
They are starches, more of a starch. Thanks.
But so
no problem.
All right,
I'm glad I could be a pedantic asshole. What's your favorite
breakfast potato?
Home fries.
You know what? I like it when they do the shredded potato. Like they do at Waffle House.
Yes.
That is my favorite thing
they
in the world.
They call those home fries, don't they?
I think they do, but home fries has different connotations in different parts of the country.
But a Waffle House calls them. Oh, incidentally, best breakfast place in the fucking
in the
world.
Yeah.
The Southern Waffle House, not the ones that were up here for a little while.
Well, like
different chains.
The closest ones
there.
Are like Pennsylvania. They're not so good.
Yeah.
Well,
because
there was
a chain of them that opened up on Long Island. There was one in Seaford.
That was not the regular American Waffle House. That
Correct.
Was dog
was,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I worked there when I was 14.
No,
yeah,
that's
it was
why.
Terrible.
I'm glad they're gone. Horrible. Yeah. This is horrible. I'm talking about the real Waffle House.
The one that the truckers go into, and if you go to the bathroom, you get hepatitis.
Oh,
yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. That
not because of anything that the restaurant's done, just because of the weird clientele sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they have never cleaned those restaurants ever.
Oh, yeah, no, but it makes it so good.
Yeah, that's why it's so good.
There's, I think I was in middle school. My mom and I went to a trip to Virginia. Excuse me. And next to our hotel was a Waffle House that I ate, I think, 5 helpings of hash browns.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah,
good for you.
That was when I could eat that sort of shit and not be fat.
And that's when you can order those hash browns like all different ways.
You can.
So good. Great biscuits and gravy. I went to a conference at Georgia Tech in Atlanta, and I was all over this Waffle House that was down the road.
Yep.
I would just, you know, after all the festivities were done, you know, they had food, and the food was like so-so. I'm like, fuck this. Go over to the Waffle House, get me some waffles.
You know what else they do pretty well there? Steak and eggs. You wouldn't necessarily think it'd be...
It's good.
But it's real good.
But when I was... I got the steak and eggs when I was there.
Yeah.
Because I was there for like 4 days. So I went there, I think, three times.
If I was there 4 days, I'd have been there at least 12 times.
I know. But there was other places down there, like Fat Matt's Rib Shack.
Don't care.
Had to do it.
Oh, so, I didn't say I wouldn't do those too.
No. Well, I was in conferences all fucking day.
Well, that's your first problem. You have a job.
It was like a full week. That was like a full week where I ate. Out of you know, 12 meals, probably 9 of them were breakfast. So I actually broke my rule of not having. Although it was late night, it was like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. that I'd go. So. To me, that
I fully believe that after 11, it's no longer Brenner and it's just back to breakfast.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's agreed. So here's the ultimate. Here's the question. We'll wrap up the breakfast conversation.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
If you were to go in, you can get your favorite breakfast item from anywhere and you can put together your ultimate breakfast.
Yeah.
Lay it on me. Dave, what is your ultimate breakfast?
Can we take different things from different places?
Yes. You can build whatever size breakfast you want from wherever you want. You lay it out for me.
Okay. I'm getting the Mexican omelet from... it's a diner in Westbury, right across from Shake Shack. I believe it's called Tom's Ham and Eggery.
It's Thomas's Ham and Eggery.
Thomas's Ham and Eggery. Taking their Mexican omelet.
Okay.
All right. Putting in the place Jam in Massapequa. Putting in their home fries, which are more like tater tots than home fries. But
okay.
Taking those, putting them on the side. Obviously a side of very crispy bacon. And then a side of the cinnamon French toast that we referred to earlier.
Oof. Sounds pretty good.
That does sound pretty good.
That is my ultimate breakfast.
Okay.
Are you sitting down? Are you ready for this?
He
is lounging.
I could not be more sitting down than I am right now.
All right. So first thing we're starting with, I don't even care where it comes from, a giant tray of crispy bacon. Then we're jumping to Philadelphia to a hotel I always stay at. I'm going to get a bacon and cheese omelet from there because it's one of the best omelets I've ever had.
I gotcha.
Come back to Massapequa, Jam, that French toast, Waffle House hash browns, and Waffle House toast because Waffle House toast is done on the griddle with the bacon, so it's delightful.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I also want an English muffin. You know why? This is hypothetical. I don't give a shit. So I'm going to get that from Jam, because they get some really good English muffins there.
Okay.
Did I already do the cinnamon French toast?
Yes,
I did.
I did
do the cinnamon French toast. Where do I get my waffle from? You know, let's not overthink it. Just give me some Eggos. Fine. Take some Eggos.
Really?
I love Eggos.
I do too, but I'm surprised. You can get a fucking waffle from anywhere.
You know what, though? I can't off the top of my head narrow down where I want a waffle from.
All right, let me make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Next time you're in the city,
yeah,
there is a restaurant. It's French, but it translates into the Little Bee.
Yeah.
Go to the Little Bee. It's hands down the best waffle I've ever tasted.
All right. Really? I get behind that.
Yeah.
Finally, we're going to jump into Vegas, where there was this French bistro thing.
Okay.
I think I've been here.
The best steak and eggs I have ever had in my life.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wow, that's...
You know what? Somewhere along the line, I'm going to find a crepe with, like, an apple cinnamon filling. Whipped cream. Have wow. that as a dessert.
That's a lot of. That's wow. a lot.
That's yeah. a, that's a serious breakfast.
If it's the breakfast I'm going to have.
See, I went
before...
one main meal and then sides. I didn't realize we can just do every main meal there is.
I'm going for you're on this death is the row. Ultimate, this is your last breakfast.
This is the ultimate breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll stick to my
okay.
Stick to your lowered expectations. That's fine.
Yeah. Dave's breakfast is a real letdown, by the way.
Yeah. Like, it only took him 2 minutes to describe it, and I've been going for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm looking at the time right now.
I do have to ask you, are you done? Or is there more?
If I get a breakfast dessert, I'm having apple crisp. Okay, I'm done. Oh, no. Apple crisp and an apple turnover, because what the hell?
Right.
There you go.
Any cereal?
No.
No, because just knock the mic into my face. I was just doing specifically hot breakfast.
Gotcha.
Sort of situation.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So, wow. That's a breakfast. That's a serious breakfast.
All right. I want to get all of that together and see if you could finish that.
Nope. Can't. I'd die.
I have
diabetes. Either way.
I feel like I might be able to finish that.
All right, listen.
I just know the serving that Jam gives you of the French toast.
Yeah.
And I just know that alone will just eat into a lot of your room.
I did their steak and eggs and their hash browns and that French toast.
Yes, you did. I was there for that.
And an English muffin in front of you.
Yes, you did.
And I went, cool, we're good. I stood up and walked out of my own free will.
That's
I call it more of a rollout.
Business.
I didn't have to be wheeled out in a wheelbarrow. That's all that matters. So what you got?
Oh man, you really threw me. You really set the bar on this one. Should have had Dave go second. all right. So, wow, here it goes. So I think I am going to have to go with Eggs Benedict from a place, it's a restaurant that's no longer in business, but it was the Landmark Grill that was over here in Levittown. It became a Denny's.
Yep.
And it's now nothing. Eggs Benedict from the Landmark Grill. Like a couple of them. Not like one or two, but a couple of them. I actually want a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle because I love those.
24 hours now.
You can get
a McGriddle any time of the
awesome.
Day.
It's awesome. So,
as we were driving here, I pointed that out and was like, oh, this is the greatest.
There's serious consideration of going to get one after we're done here because I need some breakfast food. So, but I want a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle in there. I would go with a ham steak from... Probably, it would have to be from Virginia.
Okay.
Probably, I don't have a specific place, but any of these like roadside coffee houses in Virginia, you get the real Virginia ham steak there. I'd go with one of those. Some south of the Mason-Dixon, preferably somewhere in Atlanta, because I've had breakfast in Atlanta in quite a few places, and their biscuits and gravy have been outstanding everywhere. So I'm going to go with biscuits and gravy from there.
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
No, that's true, but hold on a second. I'm going to go with stuffed French toast from IHOP.
Okay.
Probably with the peach topping. It's pretty good. Oh, my Lord. Waffle House hash browns.
Yeah, boy.
Because how could you not? Also, Waffle House's cheese grits.
That's what I was just... When you mentioned it before, I was like, I'm an idiot. I didn't get cheese grits.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, so you're in for those?
I'm so in for those.
You have to be. They're
so
good.
I love cheese grits.
I would get a waffle from the little bee, or it's like a petite bay or something like that. But I would get myself a nice waffle from there, chocolate chips with whipped cream on it and all of that. I don't know. I feel like I might be missing something. I would need a nice side of bacon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would need a nice side, but it's got to be crisp, well done, you know, well done bacon. And I would like it to be dry. I don't want it to be soaked in the oil.
Right.
It takes away something from me.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And a big ass glass of chocolate milk.
Oh, you added the drink. I'd go orange juice for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I go orange juice.
Well,
I
know, no pulp.
No.
No pulp.
No pulp.
Stop it. That's like drinking ammonia.
What?
Orange juice with no pulp is the worst.
I gag on orange juice with pulp.
No, orange juice with no pulp.
Okay, first of all, the worst is sitting right over there.
Now, yeah. Of orange juices, though.
Secondly, Florida's natural, no matter what it is the worst orange juice. I don't care if you want pulp or not pulp. Florida's natural is all
it
does, garbage.
It just that's another thing. It just tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
It's the Yardo beef of of orange juices. You're right, though. That is terrible.
Right?
It's terrible. It's
so gross.
But I like Tropicana Grove Stand.
Okay.
Lots of pulp. I mean, I'm talking about like, rind and seeds and all that shit in there. No. That's good stuff. I feel like orange juice with no pulp is too acidy.
Oh, I don't care. I power through.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair. I go chocolate milk, though. Definitely.
I had a bad experience with chocolate milk when I was a kid, and it scarred me for life.
It's weird. What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Show
me on the Jeff where the chocolate milk touched you.
Elementary school lunches and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I go and I get my chocolate milk, and the milk probably went bad.
Oh.
Yeah, those milks were nasty as fuck. You're right.
Those milks were nasty, and it just scarred me from chocolate milk.
Okay.
I probably should retry it at this point. But yeah, I haven't had it since.
Make it yourself, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Or IHOP makes good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Either of those.
You want to borrow some quick powder? I got some quick powder, though.
Oh, no. I use syrup. I would use syrup. Like the Hershey chocolate syrup with the milk. And you mix it together.
That's fucking guy. This fucking guy.
The look of disdain Jeff just gave you. Like, I want to use syrup.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn down, you know, chocolate milk made with syrup, but if you have quick powder, you use fucking quick powder.
I just remembered I've got strawberry quick at home. I know it's happening tomorrow morning.
You're all set.
I am.
Do you drink Yoo-Hoo?
Nah.
Yoo-Hoo, you never have to worry about going bad because there's nothing
it's not
natural,
there's
in
there. Natural in there.
It's not milk. It's not from this planet. But it's not even. It's called chocolate drink. You know when?
Yeah.
You know when it's called drink? Something's fucked up. So. Oh, man, I can't tell if I missed... I don't know if I missed anything in my breakfast.
Church Key. I remembered the place in D.C. with the great chicken waffles. Sorry. It just popped into my head.
How good are they?
Oh,
they're real good.
I'm in.
I'm adding them.
I fucking love
chicken. Now that
I
remember the name of the place, I can say I'm adding those in.
Get in the car. Let's go.
So good.
Can we stop at Roy Rogers on the way?
Yup.
Uh-huh.
If we're going that way.
Was there any question about that?
Absolutely. And it's a great bar to go to at night, too. Like, you can go there. Great beer selection. Oh, it's one of the best bars.
Can you get chicken and waffles at night?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. then you're right. Then it would be great to go there at night.
Yeah.
I would be
sold. And they got great donut holes, too. They got some
like
pretty
munchkins?
Cool donut holes. And they have, ready
can
for this?
Can you stop calling them fucking donut holes?
That's what they call them, so I'm going to call them what's on the
They're
menu.
Fucking munchkins.
I agree.
Okay, to be fair, saying munchkin is like calling just a regular generic tissue a Kleenex.
I know that.
It's not fair
It is.
But anyway.
But
I got
you're
more
right,
important things
munchkins.
To say here.
It is munchkins.
I got a more important thing. So
the only
also,
ones that you cannot call munchkins are Pop'ems because they have their own name.
They do.
Yep.
Other than that, they're fucking munchkins. But go ahead.
So anyway, this place also, it's not on the menu. They only serve a certain amount of them during the day. But it's a breakfast chicken sandwich, has a fried egg on it, bacon, I believe cheese, and some other stuff. But the bread is two Krispy Kreme donuts.
That honestly sounds like it might be too much.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously delicious. It's the same chicken from the chicken and waffles. It is so good.
I can't do Krispy Kreme donuts. They're too... the glaze just hurts my teeth.
Yeah, it really does.
It's good, though. It's real good.
Now, if you told me that the bread was just more chicken, like, yeah.
Like the KFC double down?
Yeah.
The bread was made out of fucking chicken. I forgot. Before we wrap up, I wanted to add something. Yeah. I would need to add bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll from any bagel store around here in the New York City, Long Island area.
Gotta be honest with you, there's a deli by my house. Makes the best bacon, egg, and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Dude, even this bagel store over here by me, this filthy fucking bagel store, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are delicious there. It's almost impossible not to get a good one around here. I would have to add one of those.
Okay. I could do that, too. Mm. I'd throw in one of those. Because, I mean, the eggs on my steak and eggs are going to be medium, so over medium.
How do you get the eggs on an egg sandwich?
Fried.
Good work. What about you?
Same.
Yeah, good work. Good work, fellas.
Yeah. There's been a lot more agreement than I anticipated.
Because when you're right, you're right, man.
It's true.
What can you say? I can't wait to hear some of these fucking lame brain theories of people out there, what they think is tops our breakfast.
Yeah, please tweet them at us, and then we'll mock you openly.
Oh, yeah.
At Nearly Coherent.
Unless you're right.
And then we will celebrate you.
I'm more than willing to give you, you know, the kudos deserved if you come up with a good-ass breakfast.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on. Let's not fuck around here, people.
Can we go get some breakfast food, like go to a diner or something? Because I am fucking hungry.
I'm telling you right now, I need to go to a Waffle House, like, soon. It's been too long since I've been there.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I wish Waffle House had fat back.
Oh, that'd be great.
They got to bring that fat back.
Well, after we're done at the Waffle House, we'll have tons of fat backs.
I'm referring to us. I already have a fat back. I'm good.